So they get back to our good old whipping boy, Sir Bruce, sans pitié. And we know whenever we bring up Sir Bruce that we're bringing up an example of the bad knight that might is right, the Norman knight who does whatever he jolly well pleases. If that's riding around and beheading women because he didn't like women that day, or beheading children the next day, it doesn't matter. Whatever he can get away with, if he wants to, he'll try to. And so it all comes down to this question about what is chivalry at this particular time, the time at the end of Uther's reign, just as Arthur begins to reign. And I think earlier Merlin has said chivalry as it exists, and he kind of pokes fun at it. So obviously Arthur is going to have to create a different kind of code, a different kind of standard, and that's what he's about. Chivalry, up to this point, under Uther, has basically been that if you have a castle and armor, you have the power to do whatever you want to do, and that basically might is right. And he simply asks Arthur, look at the effect of this kind of attitude has had upon your country. How does it affect the normal people? And the answer is obviously badly, because in the last battle, 700 kern, just lowly foot soldiers, have died, but not one knight. So what happens in battle is reflective of how bad things are in society for these people in general.